There is an example that any individual, if a human being is in desperate need of a home, of a house, a property, and he is seeking or looking and searching for that property, he's told others, he spread the news, I need to buy a house or get a house or I need a property. And then a person comes who's well known, who's a respectful person, man of understanding. And he says to that individual who's seeking that, I've seen a house and it's just like the house that you want. It fits the description that you've given. It's a beautiful house. It's got the number of rooms that you've defined that you need. It's in a good condition. It's in a good location. All facilities, amenities are nearby. All the requirements of a beautiful house, of a nice house. And it's all there. Now this person, he can't find a house for 1 year, 1.5 years. He's been looking for a house. And then suddenly he gets the news. He gets the good news. And then comes the final point, the price. And he says, price, with regards to the price, then here in that area it's 100,000, the properties. But here he'll give to you for 5,000. Now will anybody leave that house? Nobody will leave it, will they? Because they have a need. The person who doesn't have a need, even he will buy it. And the person who needs it will immediately buy it and he'll trust him. He'll go straight, show me that house. I need it. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a hadith. Who is stating this hadith? Who is telling us these words? Imam al-Anbiya, the head of the prophets, Bashir al-Nadir. And who is he telling? The ummah, his nation, the people. And which ummah? Which ummah? Who need this news. Who we are seeking this. So what a great mercy Allah Ta'ala has announced via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the khair from the amal. That shall I tell you such a deed? Shall I tell you such a deed that from all of your deeds is the best of the deeds? Tell me. What a great statement. Just like you're looking for a house. I give the example. We're looking for the house. And we're sitting here waiting for the house. And then suddenly the news comes that all of the deeds that you are practicing is the best from all of the deeds. Said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the amount of amal Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So imagine what's the best. And Allah knows best. But we accept if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that, shall I tell you the deeds? It's a shortcut. A shortcut. And then it stated on top of that, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. That this amal, this deed, which is the best of deeds, in close to your Lord, it is the most purest of deeds in the eyes of your Lord. So brother, such a guarantee, it's such an amal that is best from all of the deeds. And the second guarantee is that from all of your deeds, it will be close to who? Close to your Rabb, purest in the eyes of your Lord. So there's no doubt, the best of deeds, purest in the eyes of your Lord. So when you do amal on this deed, then there's no doubt that Allah will not accept this deed. Yes, all of the amal, we don't know, we're not sure, there's no conviction. Will my salah be accepted? Will my hajj be accepted? Will my fast be accepted? But the guarantee Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving, that from all your deeds is the best and the purest from the deeds. How? That the amal, what is it that contaminates the deeds? That spoils the deeds? Why will our deeds be rejected in hereafter when our salah, hajj, tahajjud, all of these deeds will be presented? And the reason for rejection of our deeds, pay attention here, pay attention. Deeds will be rejected because they won't be pak, they won't be pure. Our salah will not be pure. Our tilawah will not be pure. Our recitation of Quran will not be pure. Our fasting will not be pure. What's the purity within the deeds? Is that there's no ikhlas in the deeds. There's no sincerity in the deed. And this is the fact that when our deeds will be presented in the court of Allah, then the first thing that we will need to see is ikhlas, sincerity. Yes? And so valuable is sincerity as an element, a factor, that people will be presenting the deeds from years, tahajjud prayer, hajj journeys, and a person with broken down, just 5 times salah in the day, he has nothing else to his name, but he has ikhlas in his salah. Then those people will come with the stacks and mountains of deeds, they will deflate totally like dust, but that person will bring just the 5 times salah a day. With ikhlas, he will get the highest grade in Jannah, paradise. So what a great point. What a great point. So it's stated that the deeds, this deed will be pure. So it will be best of the deeds, it will be the purest of the deeds. The riya, showing off, cannot come into this. Ajeeb amal, say subhanallah, subhanallah. The riya cannot enter this deed. Allah says there's no riya.
There's no showing off. There's no pride. I'm the Malik. I will accept this deed. End of story. No. He's doing this deed to show for people, so people can see him, and so he can be acclaimed. Allah said, no, I accept this deed, and it's accepted, and I have no doubt. So can there be any doubt that this deed is not good? So it will be the best of deeds, purest of deeds. And fi darajatikum, that Rasulullah said that this deed, that what we're doing, obviously there's a reason for us to do this, isn't it? That this amal will go close to it. Alhamdulillah, we'll present our deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at our deeds and will prefer this deed. And then after that, for example, we recite Quran, we do tilawat of Quran, complete Quran, we pray tahajjud, and we'll be asked that, what's the issue? Are you mad? Why are you doing all of this? You say, no, I completed one Quran recitation, I'll get this much of a rank. If I do hifz, I'll get this much status. And if I make my son do hifz, I'll get this reward, that reward, and my darajat will be increased. Then Allah Ta'ala himself has stated that keep on reciting Quran, and I will continue to elevate your rank and status. So the criterion for success in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala knows that there are 100 levels in Jannah. Allah knows what is the difference. We'll ask Allah that even if you give us the lowest level of Jannah, that's best for us. Allah Ta'ala knows that it's millions of times better than this world. Here we were running for a bargain of one house, but Allah's Nabi says something with the house he wants to give to us. Look at the bargain transaction that we're being given here. Because Rasulullah has given us a home in Jannah through this deed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said that this deed won't let your rank or status come down. You won't be demoted. Your house won't be constructed in a low level, but you'll be given the house, the home in the highest level of Jannah through this deed. Subhanallah. What a great, great conclusion. Then stated khairul lakum, that this is good for you, this deed. It's a big deed. And to spend, to give sadaqah, yes, zakat is fard, yes. But how many fadail, alhamdulillah, how many fadail there are here? It is stated that spending, this action is better than spending in the path of Allah. Gold and silver, if there are mounds of gold and silver and you're spending them for the sake of Allah. Even if you spend a rupee, if you do sadaqah, do you know how much a person gets as a reward, how much is recorded in his amal? And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that there's so much barakah and blessings and khair that is earned. Because sadaqah that we give, alhamdulillah. So here it's stated, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you will get mounds and stacks and mounting of gold and silver you got, and you're spending it quickly. But this deed will give khair, goodness, better, more and above, over and above the spending of gold and silver and charity. So imagine this, what this deed is, and then it's stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you've got opposition against you, people who are acting against you, and you are opposing them, you are defending yourself, this action is greater than that as well, the action. Subhan, this was the Sahaba Ikram. Now we are listening, the noble companions heard this hadith, and we are listening, I am listening. What's the difference? Can there be a greater deed than this, more precious? In Fazali Amal, has a Shaykh al-Hadith, some of them has narrated this hadith. We hear this every day, morning, evening, we read it. But this amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, how much amal do we do on this deed? Will we do this, my brothers? Will we practice on this? There's such big misfortune for that person. He is a big loser, that individual who doesn't do amal on this. And the amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, it cannot be hard. It cannot be difficult. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that in the time to come, there will be people in Manchester, Bolton, far away, different advanced generation, scientific generation, and busy people, occupied people. And in the pockets, there are phones. If you phone, then there are 10 films that come into your sight whilst you're phoning. So much negative and sin and wrong actions all around us, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that there will be a bad time to come. And even in this day and age, an amal has been given to us, that all of these restrictions, may they be there. Phones in our pockets, kharafat at home, darkness at home, darkness outside. If we live in an environment where there's bad all around us, subhanAllah, stated, even in that place, this amal will give the same effect than if you're in a beautiful area. So it's realized that even if the bad scenario, environment, climate, and companies around us until Qiyamah, but this is such an amal, such an action, such a deed, every day, every way or form, in every instance, even in difficult times, this deed, in even in the worst of times, this deed will allow a person to surpass all negative and darkness to reach to the heights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much darajat and levels he'll give reward for this deed. So tell me, in amal, the best amal, the best of deeds, the purest of deeds, close to Allah, pure in the eyes of Allah, imagine the maqam of this deed. And then when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying himself, Allah Ta'ala is saying that the rajah, the level, the rank attained by practicing this deed, then imagine the daraja, the level a person will get in paradise due to doing this deed. And all of this is there for us for the taking. And the news has come to us. We know about it. We don't do this amal. Then can there be a more misfortunate person, unfortunate person than that who leaves this deed? Imagine that person needs a house. It's cheap. That house he needs, that location, he's going to get like it's for free. And he says, I don't want it. Why? Oh, my heart doesn't feel like it. I have a need, but I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to take. Will anybody do this? What's the reason for this? So when an individual, when the Sahaba heard this, then the Sahaba Akram, they said, Qala bala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They shrieked out. They said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us, what is this deed, this amal? We definitely will act, practice this deed. And imagine, they must be thinking, what will this amal be? Where will we have to go? There'll be difficulty and what sacrifices will we have to make? We'll be hungry. It's even cheaper than the fast. If you fast from morning until evening, what do you have to do? You have to stay hungry. And this deed is easier than Hajj. Hajj, you have to go on a journey. It's easier than fasting and Hajj and giving zakat. When you take money out, obviously there's pain, difficulty. When a person has to give mal, yes, 100,000. If you go, oh, I have to give this much zakat. Oh, if the 100,000 didn't come, it was better. Because when a money has to come out of the pocket, he doesn't pay attention to how much mal do I have to give. Is it difficult, isn't it? It's difficult. So every amal, if we see it, yes, salah, it looks difficult. Fajr time, who can get up and go? And you're sleepy and drowsy and it's cold. Everything seems difficult, doesn't it? When a person stops, alhamdulillah. But this amal, this deed that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed to us is so simple. Qala bala ya Rasulullah, please tell us, what is this deed? We are ready. We'll do everything to get this deed. That we've done great deeds. We've stayed hungry and thirsty. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Tell me, who is stating this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's ummah, today's nation, tell me. We don't even have the time to remember Allah, that should we even realize what is this dhikr? Let's learn it, let's understand it. What is the maqsad of dhikr? Why is Allah Ta'ala giving this? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr in abundance, high abundance, in high quantity. We don't even have that much time. May Allah forgive that morning and evening, that we start the day with the dhikr of Allah. Even if it's 10 minutes, do qalbi dhikr. Dhikr in the heart. We don't even do it with the tongue, not even with the tasbih. So simple is the formula. And it is higher in rank and status. In other words, qalbi, dhikr of the heart, silent dhikr. You don't have to pick up the tasbih, you don't have to move your tongue, you don't have to recite kalimat, verses. No, even if you're sleeping and Allah Ta'ala says you've done dhikr of Allah in the heart, then you're remembering Allah. And how high is it in status? That the more you hard you try with the tongue, you had the tasbih reciting audibly. But Allah Ta'ala says that saying Allah once in the heart is 70 times greater than saying Allah from the tongue. So simple, so easy. If we close the eyes, do tawajjuh on the heart. This is called zikr-e khafi, zikr-e qalbi, in your heart to remember Allah, to remember Allah. And we read the hadith from morning until evening. What is the ta'lim that we do? We hear these hadith from Fazail Amal. All these hadith are there, present. But we don't realize what is dhikr qalbi, where shall we learn it from, how shall we do it. Big other things we'll understand. Things around us are the facts, knowledge. But we have an ocean in front of us, an ocean where we can dive into and learn and quench our thirst. Even if we're sleepy, do dhikr. Even if you're drowsy, do dhikr. Even if you sleep, you do dhikr. Even if you're snoring, you get the full thawab of dhikr. Say subhanallah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. The Quran tells us when you're sleeping, awake, sitting, walking, whatever posture, just Allah Ta'ala says, assign your heart to me, make your heart stranger, go working, shop, business, inside, outside. Allah says, I have no issue, but assign your heart to me, make your heart habitual, used to the fact that you're working, you're occupied in the dunya and the world, and your heart is doing dhikr of Allah. Obviously, if Allah has given the heart for this reason, then there must be somebody who can teach us. Go find a wali Allah, sit with him, learn. Now, we have discussed and heard so much. What we should do, what should we do, is the whole gathering should start to do dhikr al-qalbi. Will you do this, brothers? Yes, inshallah. This is what we should do. This is what Akal tells us after hearing the hadith. Our iman tells us, belief, and will go on the day of judgment. I'll say, oh, you monkey, you've come, and I sent you to the gathering, Masjid al-Falah. Who sent you? Who sent us here? Who's brought us here? Allah Ta'ala has invited us here. Allah, I was a sinner, I was a wrong person, I didn't feel like going there. I used to go to bad places. Who sent you there? Allah will ask. Allah, you sent me to Masjid al-Falah, to the gathering. Who taught you this hadith? Who made you hear this hadith? Allah, you made me hear this hadith. We'll have to speak honestly there, won't we? Did you have strength to hear? Allah will say, no. I'll say, Allah, no, I didn't have the strength. By chance, I was walking and someone said, come to this dhikr, and I came. I didn't know that today my kismet, my fortune would open up and I would be forgiven and I would be entered into Jannah. Today, that person's life will change. from right to left, left to right, sorry. And he was going not to Jannah, and he will reach to the door of Jannah. That person today who hears this hadith and does amal on this hadith, then that person has gone inside Jannah, into paradise. Subhanallah. Tell me, what else does Allah have to do? Isn't Allah's rahmah, mercy alive from kharafat, negative, bad company, bad environment, bad climate? Allah Ta'ala sends us away from there. Somebody sent to us, a messenger. He puts the hadith into our minds. I didn't prepare this hadith before I came. I thought, what shall I speak about today? I'm going to the gathering. What shall I talk about? Allah Ta'ala allowed me to focus. There are hundreds of thousands, one verse of the Quran. And if you read it, if I read one verse of the Quran, then time will go beyond Isha and you'll enjoy if you hear the tafsir. But Allah is Kareem, Allah is merciful, Allah is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala delivers that word, that message that we are in need of. Today, this gathering is in need of this message. Allah wants to be merciful to the people of this gathering. Allah Ta'ala wants to cast His glance of mercy and deliver His mercy to us. Allah Ta'ala wants to open the doors of paradise and give the levels and the high levels to the people in paradise. That's why this hadith has come to us. Do you not understand what I'm saying? So what should we do is that today we should embrace qalbi dhikr. We should learn dhikr of the heart, the silent dhikr. We should promise Allah whether in the morning we'll initiate our day with dhikr of the heart, dhikr qalbi. Even if I sit down for 3 minutes, once you close your eyes and say once with the beat of the heart, Allah's name. If you close your eyes and you say with your heart, Allah, subhanallah. This one saying, Allah, when a person will go to the hereafter, then the thawab of reciting Allah's name once in the heart silently will be greater than everything that's between the heavens and the earth. And two people, when they'll be present, one man who will be on a high level, and it will be higher than another person. It will be said to them, and Allah, we used to be in the world together and practice together. Why is it that he's got such a high level? We live together and die together. Allah will say that he said Allah once more in his heart than you. And look at the difference in his grade. How much we'll regret. We'll regret, won't we? Don't have to do anything. Close the eyes. And do I have to have wudu? Now you can do dhikr of the heart without wudu. Is it? Okay, if I don't have the prayer mat and I'm sitting on the dusty earth, yes, sit on the dusty earth. Or can I lie down on the ground and do dhikr? Yes, lie down on the earth. Do it at least. Whatever situation you're in, or I don't feel like doing it, even then do dhikr. You'll get the full reward. But I don't feel like it, still do it, same reward. Oh, I'm unwell or I'm tired. Unless it's close your eyes and do my dhikr. Oh, I feel sleepy doing dhikr. Then fine, feel sleepy and do dhikr. What else? Is there any other flexibility in any other deed compared to dhikr of Allah? Will we do this, my brothers? True promise? Yes, that's it. It's very simple formula. Learn this dhikr from a friend of Allah. Otherwise, the tariqah will be that we'll do maraqbah for a little while. Just have to close your eyes and with satisfaction, with peace, sit down. Focus on the heart. And in the heart, with every beat of the heart, close your eyes and say, Allah, Allah. Not with the tongue. Put the padlock on the tongue. Not with the tongue, but and make the heart alive and use the heart to recite Allah's name. When you do maraqabah, this is silent dhikr, Allah's rahmah will come, mercy Allah will come, and you'll see noor, the passion and energy of the ism izat come to that. This is called maraqabah. Alhamdulillah. Before you do any action, alhamdulillah, if you're going to tabligh, then 5 minutes sit down, do maraqabah. Yes, see how much lutuf and satisfaction you'll get. You have to go forward, propagate Islam, call people to Islam, do dawah. Sit and do maraqbah, silent dhikr in your heart 5 minutes, then go and do dawah. Then go and propagate Islam. So simple in the dhikr of Allah. There's so much barakah, blessings, mercies, and fadail, virtues that a man cannot imagine. I've just told you one hadith now. Isn't it one hadith that hundred fadail Hazrat Sheikh, who wrote a kitab about the virtues of dhikr of Allah, and that book doesn't finish, the virtues don't finish, it's a vast ocean. So my brothers, from today, start doing this dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. And those who are already doing dhikr, for those it's very sad. So I get lazy, I can't do it, oh I try. Beware, how dare we. Those who have learned this dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has given them an opportunity. Totally don't leave your mamulat, your daily habits and practice. I'll tell you the reality, there'll be two sides. Either we'll get the highest rank and status, or we'll get a severe punishment that we rejected Allah's ni'mah and Allah's ni'mahs and Allah's gifts and treasures that we wasted them. Allah said, I'll give you this gift and treasure. You didn't even have the tawfiq to sit down for 2-3 minutes to do dhikr qalbi. So much you were stuck in the dunya that just sit for 2 minutes. Okay, sit for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, few minutes, close your eyes, focus on the heart, and 3 times, 10 times, Allah, Allah, we recite, do dua, and then with such a keen say, Allah, I've done a great ibadah that you gave me the tawfiq to do this. Don't think, oh, how can I get the reward so quickly just doing 3-10 times in Allah's name. Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. If He wants to forgive us, He'll forgive us for the minutest of action. So just have to obey Allah's hukam. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the reward sharif.